Every morning I'm listening to Srila Prabhupada's lectures, and I'm on a series of Prahlad Maharaj's prayers to Nrisimhadev, which is a little ahead of what is here being talked about in Nirbhajadam, which is Lord Nrisimhadev's killing of Hiranyakashipu. And today it was the description of how fearsome Lord Nrisimhadev was, and how no one could look in his eyes. He was just so angry. His body decorated with blood, wearing a garland of intestines, but particularly his eyes were extremely angry. And this is the feature, the personal feature of God. Sometimes when we talk to theists, we have a common ground of discussion, and that they also accept that God is a person. But how far do they go with the concept of God being a person? Does God get angry? Does he have bodily features? Is there transcendental lust in God? Very often we don't find grounds of agreement on these things, although John Madhya Sijataha, the basic definition of the absolute truth is that he is the source of all emanation. So whatever is emanated, whatever exists in the world, has its original pure form in the personality of Godhead. And because we see anger in this world, there's anger in him. Because we see that there's lust in this world, there's lust in him. But all of these are pure. But still they exist. And they're emotions that are sometimes complementary, sometimes they're contradictory, or they're conflicting. And they invoke, like they invoke within us, a certain mood and also a certain appearance. So this form of ultimate anger transforms the features of the Lord so that his face becomes that of a lion. You know how much anger can really contort or change someone's features. They can really, really look different, aside from just being red and breathing hot and furrowing their brows. They can look really, really bad, mean. But here, because because the Lord's features are in one sense completely malleable, they're plastic. He takes on an unlimited number of forms in any sizes, any shapes, to suit his desire and to also suit his mood. Radha Bhavajuti Suaditam Nomi Krishna Svarupam, because he has the bhav of Srimati Radharani, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has the duty, the complexion of Srimati Radharani, golden colored. So this anger then completely molds Lord Nrisimhadev, Krishna's features, into that of Lord Nrisimhadev, like a lion. Very, very fearsome. He's a person. So also, it's not that we want to become free from anger and desire and lust and so many things, but we want to use these things in the service of the Lord and dovetail them in a way that they purify. It's like lust should be dovetailed, according to Narottam Das Thakur, with a real desire, lust for hearing about the pastimes of the Lord. And of course, you've heard about anger. You focus your anger on those who are antagonistic towards Krishna, towards his devotee, who commit offenses and so on. We saw this with Srila Prabhupada. We saw this anger with Krishna in the Bhagavatam in many places. Even Krishna became angry with Bhishmadev on the battlefield, so angry that he got down from his chariot. He was willing to break his promise not to engage in the battle. And he was oblivious to the fact that he had dropped his outer clothing, which in my understanding means that he dropped his dhoti and he was simply in his underwear. So you have to be really angry. Of course, on a battlefield, you don't really worry so much about those things, what you're wearing. The main concern is staying alive. But Krishna was that angry, and he does get angry. And that's one thing we don't want. We don't want Krishna angry with us. We know yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, yasya aprasada, nagati katopi. If we have the shelter of a Vaishnava, then even if Krishna is displeased, things still move in a positive direction. But if we lose the mercy of Vaishnavas, then certainly we're losing Krishna's mercy automatically, nagati katopi. Nothing can save you. Nothing could save Hiranyakashipu. He was doomed right from the beginning. And everyone was afraid of Lord Nrisimhadev's fearsome features, except for Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was completely in tune with the Lord's will. He wasn't in anxiety when the Lord didn't appear, when he was being tested in so many different ways. He wasn't in anxiety when the Lord finally did appear destroy his father. He just considered that all of these reverses, all of these difficulties, are all part of Krishna's will. After all, and this is where I was drawing the parallel from the lecture Srila Prabhupada was saying this morning, that Prahlad Maharaj had challenged his father. His father, wanted to kill him. Prahlad Maharaj said, you can only kill me if Krishna wants me to die. If Krishna doesn't want me to die, there's nothing that you can do. And of course, Hiranyakashipu took that up as a challenge, but it was a contest that he lost. He lost that argument because Krishna was determined that he was going to protect Prahlad Maharaj, so nothing could actually harm him. Mare Krishna Rake Ke Rake Krishna Mare Ke. And Kunti Devi says, Vipidashantuya tatvat shashvat tatvat tatra jagad guru bhavata darshanam yatsyat. She says, this is good that these things are happening, these calamities. Why? For two reasons. One is that I remain completely absorbed in you. When there is no one else who can save me, when I'm in a difficult situation, then I have only you to depend on. And ultimately, only you will be able to come deliver us. Lord Nrisimhadev did personally appear to Prahlad Maharaj. He may not personally appear to us, but he may save us through the medium of Vaishnavas, through the medium of fate, the circumstances around us. And those reverses, they will become steps to approach Krishna. Therefore, vipada shantuta shashvat tatra jagat karo vipad. So let those calamities happen to us. That's all right. If that's Krishna's will, devotees are willing to accept that because they are completely under the mercy of the Lord. They're dependent on him. Good, bad, dvaita, dvaita, badragyan, say manodharma. This is just all a mental speculation. That something good is happening to me, something bad is happening to me. There's only one thing that's happening to us, and that is what Krishna is allowing to happen to us. Why difficulty? For conditioned souls, difficulties enhance their devotional life, their devotional progress. For liberated souls, and for conditioned souls, the difficulties we encounter actually illuminates, polishes our attachment and love for Krishna. It glorifies a devotee's devotional service. I was reading one song of Jayadev Goswami, and it's from Gita Govinda, included in one of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's books of prayers. And he's addressing Krishna, Jayadev Goswami. He's saying, O Lord, Srimati Radharani is waiting for you in a secluded place. She's prepared a kunj, and she is just waiting for you to arrive. He says, through the rain, the darkness, the slippery ground, she ran as fast as she could to get there. He says, I can't even count how many times she tripped and fell. He says, now you have to come and deliver her from her pain of great separation for you. So Srimati Radharani is falling, tripping, just in the effort to serve Krishna. When we hear something like that, it makes us think, at least makes me think, how wonderful. How wonderful is this spiritual love? How wonderful is the Lord's internal potency? That the ordinary difficulties, that most simple difficulties that beset conditioned souls, she takes upon herself in this human-like pastime and makes so tangible and so relatable, something that you can really relate to, the loving pastimes of the divine couple, slipping and falling on the way to meet Krishna. So it's a difficulty, it's a problem. In this world, we're going to encounter plenty of them. We accept it as Krishna's mercy and simply move forward. That way, our devotion will be enhanced, our faith will prosper, and our Krishna consciousness, our attachment, will be ornamented by these wonderful characteristics of pure devotion. Hare Krishna.